Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Yemen's Houthi rebels are claiming responsibility for drone strikes that took Saudi Arabia's biggest and most important oil facility and an oil field offline. The strike knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production, causing a massive disruption in global oil markets. Brent crude prices jumped 20% this morning. Now, the U.S. is casting doubt on the Houthi claim. Washington places blame squarely on Iran. Iran denies it, but either way, the region and the world are on high alert, and the story is far from over. So let's turn now to Tariq Youssef in Qatar's capital, Doha. He's director of the Brookings Doha Center. Tariq Youssef, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, tell us more about the immediate impacts of the strikes on these Saudi oil fields and oil facilities. How long are the Saudis saying it'll take to come back online?
The Saudis have not actually provided a clear statement on when the facilities will be back online and at what level. They've not shared that information yet, and that creates another element of uncertainty that everyone is grappling with right now, especially oil markets. But regardless of whether the facilities are repaired in the coming few days or coming few weeks, these drone attacks by targeting, as you have suggested, the largest oil processing facility in the world in Saudi Arabia, are a new level of escalation and this ongoing confrontation between Saudi Arabia on the one hand and Iran and her allies on the other hand. That is the uncertainty that now everyone has to cope with and accommodate in thinking about stability in the region, and especially for the world at large, stability of energy markets, oil prices, and the world economy at a pretty delicate time for the international community.
Mm. So let's talk a little bit more about that conflict in particular. I mean, first of all, as I mentioned, the Houthi rebels in Yemen are taking responsibility for the strike. Do the Saudis accept that explanation, or are they in line with Washington and pointing directly to Iran?
The Saudis have yet to publicly accept or refuse that explanation provided, and they're more likely to align themselves with the explanation provided by the U.S. government. At issue here is the scale and the accuracy of these attacks and the way they've managed to sort of penetrate the self defenses and the air defenses that Saudi Arabia has invested billions of dollars in. And yet the Saudis or the Houthis, presumably with low-cost drones, have managed to inflict significant damage in a way that is unprecedented in the modern history of this region, at least when it comes to vital infrastructure in the energy sector.
Mm. Well, we're seeing here that a Houthi spokesman, Yahya Saria, has tweeted, quote, "We assure the Saudi regime that our long arm can reach any place we choose and at the time of our choosing. We warn companies and foreigners against being near the plants that we struck because they are still in our sights and could be hit at any moment." I mean, Tariq Youssef, given the delicacy of the moment here, I mean, what happens next? The Saudis are already bombing in Yemen. They have been doing so for quite some time. I mean, how might the Saudis respond?
I'd say the core issue here, as you rightly pointed out, is this humanitarian disaster in Yemen. The Houthis and the Saudis have been at war. Saudis have launched with their allies a major military intervention that has caused the biggest humanitarian catastrophe in living memory in Yemen. There is a growing consensus around the world that this conflict has to stop. But that would require engaging with the Houthis, engaging with the Iranians, and bringing the Saudis to a negotiating table. What this attack did now, unlike what has happened in the last 5 years when the fighting and the consequences were confined to inside Yemen, the consequences now are being felt across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, the fighting in Yemen and this confrontation between Saudi Arabia and Iran is going to be felt by every consumer around the world at a time when the international community is dealing with a host of other problematic issues. This is an opening, so to speak, to the Trump administration, for other members of the international community to engage with the Saudis, with the Iranians, and with the Yemenis to try to de-escalate the conflict and start the process of rebuilding a country that has been set back in the centuries in backwardness and poverty and devastation.
Well, Tariq Youssef, director of the Brookings Doha Center, speaking to us from Doha in Qatar. Tariq, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
On Point is produced by Anna Bauman, Justine Daum, Eileen Amada, Stefano Katsonis, Allison Poli, James Ross, Dori Scheimer, Alex Schroeder, Grace Tatter, and Adam Waller. We have help from Sharif Campbell, Max Liebman, Jeffrey Lyon, and Sydney Wertheim. Our executive producer is Karen Schiffman. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.